Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome. Psachim Ayin Hey is today's Daf. We are two lines from the top of the Amid. Ain't so in a sapesa of a chulu. The Mishnah tells us we're meant to use a wooden spit during the roasting process of the Karban Pesach rather than a metal utensil, which conducts heat. The problem there is, since the portion of that metal rod exposed to the fire will receive heat and pass it on, conduct it further to the other side of this metal rod, the metal rod which was inserted into the Karban Pesach, in which case the animal will get roasted from the heat coming on that rod. It will not be a direct roasting through fire. It won't be tzli'esh. Rather, it's going to get roasted machmas davar acher through heat coming from another thing, not directly from fire. Therefore, you're not meant to use a metal spit or a grill. And then the Mishnah proceeds to describe a story where Rabban Gamliel instructed Tavi, his servant, go out and prepare for us. Roast our Karban Pesach al ha'askel on a grill, says the Gemara. Masa Lister, is a story here meant to contradict the halacha that we just learned? How is he using a metal grill? Chesur mechsra v'achitani, the Mishnah is meant to be learned as though it's missing some words, and this is how you learn it. Yeah, you're not meant to use a metal utensil, but v'im askel munukeves mutar, if it's a perforated grill that has a empty space between those rods through which you can hang the Karban Pesach, which will not come into contact with the metal portion of this grill, then there's no concern. Mutter, you could even use this grill during the grilling process. V'amar Rabbi Tzaddik, in fact, it was a story. Rabbi Tzaddik says, Mas Rabban Gamliel, Sh'amar L'Tavi Avdoi, who instructed his Eved, Tzei Yutzlei Lonos HaPesach Al-Askela Minu Keves. In fact, he used this type of grill because it was a askel menukeves with a gap between those rods through which he hung the Karban Pesach. Bo minei Rav Chinina bar Idi Rav Ada bar Ava. Rav Chinina bar Idi asked the following question of Rav Ada bar Ava. We learned earlier on that Chafav is a Shitas Rebbe who holds that since we know that not only are the erla fruit asar barna, in fact even the peels which can be used for firewood, there are also asabano. And Rabbi says if you go ahead and use klipe erla as firewood, and you go ahead and you bake a loaf of bread using that type of firewood, that bread is asar bahano, because the shvach etzim, the benefit coming from that wood, from that firewood, is nikara pas, is visible, is discernible in the final product, in the pas, in this bread. And therefore, it's asur bahano. The question is as follows. You have a tanur, an oven, shehisikoi beklipi arla, which was heated with arla firewood, arla peels, v'garfai. But then, they raked the firewood out of the oven. So you don't have the source of fire. You don't have the arla material. Rather, you only have the residual heat, the remaining heat which the firewood generated. You have a hot oven, but no firewood, no arla. Va'afa ba'yisa pas. And used this hot oven to bake bread. L'divra ha'oyser. According to the shita that says baking using arla firewood is asr, that's shita's rebbe, mahu, what will be in this case? Where you don't actually have any etzim intact. You only have the heat which was generated and created by that arla. Amalei hapas mutaris. So he responded, certainly it's mutar. There's no concern here because you're not directly having anah from any arla. All you have is heat. And therefore it's mut. Amalei. So he responded, how can you say that it's just so simple that it's mutar? V'Amar Rav Chinna Saba, this was his name, he said in the name of Amar Rav Asi, who said in the name of Rabbi Yechon, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Tanur Shi Sikoi. If one heated an oven, V'Garfai, and then he raked he cleared out the firewood, and all you had is a blazing hot oven. And you roasted the Pesach in that oven. You have lots of heat. You have a derivative of fire. You don't actually have the fire itself. Ein zeh tzliish. That's not called tzliish. And this Pesach is not kosher. Why? Shenamar tzliish, tzliish shtei pa'amim. Because the Torah repeats itself and says the word tzliish twice to indicate you need to have a roasting process using fire itself. It needs to be directly roasted through fire. You can't just use heat coming from fire. So that's halacha in the name of Yechon regarding Karban Pesach. The fact that we need a pasuk for that, tzliyesh twice, to indicate that this is not cold, this is not enough direct, and therefore it's no good for the Karban Pesach, doesn't that indicate that all over, everywhere else, we don't have this special pasuk? That's considered, even this is considered, even using just the remaining heat, is considered a roasting process. It's considered as though you roasted and cooked and baked using that fire, which generated this heat. Tama de kol rachmana tzliyesh, tzliyesh shtei pa'amim. We only say this because the Torah revealed and repeated by saying tzliyesh twice that this process is not suitable for the Karban Pesach. It's not called a direct use. You're not directly using that fire, which is no longer present. But otherwise, had the Torah not expressed itself in this way, meaning all over, everywhere else except for Karban Pesach, Hava Amina, yeah, I would think, I would contemplate that Tzliyeshu, this is also considered Tzliyesh. Even though there's no real fire intact, there's no firewood, and there's no fire, you have just the intense heat generated by the fire that was formerly here. That's also called tzliyesh. Therefore, getting back to Arla, which generated fire, which generated heat, even if you already raked out the Arla, you've gotten rid of the original firewood and the fire, all you have is heat, intense heat in this fire, using that to bake bread should be awesome, because you're having an awe from the original fire. Amar Lasi responded, no, Gali Rachmana Hasim, actually, once the Torah was Megala, demonstrated by Karban Pesach, that this type of baking or grilling or roasting process is considered only indirectly using that fire. The fact is, you can't use it for Karban Pesach. Gali Rachmana Hasim, the Torah reveals it over there, Yafinu Mina, and we can apply it to elsewhere as well. The Torah, it's coming to teach us a lesson that's universal. Unless you actually have the fire in front of you and you're directly using that fire, roasting off that fire, baking off that fire, unless you're doing that, it's not considered a shimush of that fire, even though this heat was generated through fire. And therefore, when it comes to other halachas as well, including Arla, there's no concern. Another pshat, another answer to this kasha. How can we just take it for granted that by Urla, once the Urla and the fire has been removed, using its heat, is not considered? How can you say that if we find that we need a pasuk to teach us this halacha by Karban Pesach, which perhaps sounds like elsewhere you wouldn't apply this chiddush and it would be considered a direct use of fire? Viboyisema, another teretz would be hasam. Tama de kasa rachmana tzliyesh shtei pa'amim. It's only there by Karban Pesach that we need that pasuk. That we only conclude as such. We only do not consider the Karban Pesach as tzliyesh because we have twice tzliyesh. Haloi kasa rachmana tzliyesh shtei pa'amim. But had the Torah not written tzliyesh twice, havamina I would say, aish kabad rachmana. The Torah is particular, is makbid about roasting a Karban Pesach using fire. Now, what constitutes fire? Afilu garfei nami tzliyeshu. Even if it was raked out, you no longer have the origin, the source of the fire. You only have the heat, the todasesh. Afilu garfei nami. Perhaps I would say tzliyeshu. It's still tzliyesh. And Rashi points out, because the Choyim HaTanur is Toldos Eshu. It's a derivative of fire. For instance, Rashi says you take a Beged and have it come into contact with the walls, the very hot walls of this fire, of this oven. It's going to catch fire. So you see there's some fire embedded, there's some intense heat embedded in this wall, which is still considered somewhat fire. So perhaps for Korban Pesach, where the stipulation is tzliyesh, it needs to be a roasting from using fire. Perhaps this is also considered somewhat a version of fire. And that's why you need a pasuk to instruct us otherwise. Tzliyesh, tzliyesh, shtei pam, and tell you, no, this type of weakened fire is not adequate, is not sufficient to produce tzliyesh. So that's why you need a pasuk there, avalacha, but over here when it comes to arla, there's no need to even have a pasuk. It's so simple. Eitzim di yisuro kekavod rachmana. What are we concerned about? The Torah is makbid about the eitzim of Isser. Well, let's know. Where do you have the eitzim? They're gone. They've been raked out of the oven. So that's why by Karm Pesach, yeah, you need a pasuk there. The point is, we need tzliyesh. Perhaps this is also tzliyesh. Pasuk says, oh, you know, this is not considered tzliyesh. But by arla, it's pashut. We can figure it out on our own, without a pasuk. Because what's aser? It's not the fire, it's the arla wood which is aser. The ash itself is not a concern. That's not iser hanah. Iser hanah is already gone. Has already been consumed and incinerated. Therefore, he responded earlier that it's pasha, that it's mutter. Once the original, the firewood and the fire with it, was raked out of the oven. So in summary, we learned that a oven which was cleared of its firewood and all you have is a hot oven, the choyim ha'esh embedded in the walls of this oven, we learned that regarding Karm Pesach, it's not suitable, it's not called tzliyesh. And the reason is because the Torah says tzliyesh twice to indicate you need to have actual fire present. You need to be directly using that fire, but if it's just tilada sa'esh, heat which was sourced from in a fire, that's not considered tzliyesh. And as Allah, we learned regarding arla, that once the arla wood has been removed, even though you have the effect of that arla wood, that's not considered iser hana. Now what about using coals? Is that considered eish regarding Korban Pesach, regarding arla halacha? The Gemara will go into it now. Tana Rabban, chotchoy, suppose he chopped up the Korban Pesach, v'nason al gabi g'chol, and placed it on top of coals. Rabbi Omer, Oimerani, I say shezetz liyesh. That's called tzliyesh. Even coals, we're speaking about flickering coals, coals which are alive. The Gemara soon will call them gecholim leichashes, whispering coals. The Parshan will explain they're alive to the point that if you stick a splinter there, it will catch fire. So that's another version of fire. Therefore, says Rabbi, it's pasha, it's simple to me that this type of roasting is called tzliyesh. Romele Rav Achadvoy Barami, the Rav Chizda. So he asked the Kasha to Rav Chizda. Mi Amar Rabbi Gecholim Eishninu. Is that so that according to Rabbi, Gecholim are considered Eish? V'raminu, we have a Kasha from the Halacha regarding Nega. There's a Nega called Shchin, a Nega called Michva. Shchin is where you find a blotch on a piece of skin which was bruised, but the heat which caused that bruise was not fire related. He was hit, he was slapped. That's called shchin. Michva, on the other hand, is a mark which was produced using heat of fire. It was burnt using fire heat. So we have a braisa like this. Michvas eish. The pasuk says there have to be a nega called michvas eish. Then it has its halachis, which is different than shchin. And the shchin and michva not mitzar, two different categories of nega. Michva seish, ein li ela shenichva beish. Perhaps this only would refer to a fellow who was burnt through fire, directly through fire. Nichva begacheles. What if he was burnt with a coal? Beremetz. hot ashes, b'sidrei seach, through hot lime, b'gofsis rei seach, hot gypsum, some type of plaster, b'chol dover abom na'or. And likewise, anything which was heated through fire. So it's fire heat. L'isui chame'or, to include boiling water. Minayin, how do we know that all these items can generate a mechva? Since they're fire-related. Chame'or is another example. It was boiled using heat of fire. Talmud lema mechva mechva. Torah repeats mechva twice. Riba, tamim rabba, all these given cases. Doesn't dafka have to be fire. Anything which is fire-related. Talmud the Rabbi Rachman mechva. Mechva. Apparently it's only because we have that ribui that we choose to include all these cases, including the gecholim. Holy Rabbi Rachman mechva mechva. But had the Torah not been marba, not repeated mechva, I would say gecholim lav eish ninu. Then only fire itself can create a mechva, but any heat which is sourced in fire, for instance gecholim, which is on the list in this brisa, is not considered eish. So why is it the Rebbe just assumes, takes for granted, that even gachalei eish are considered eish with respect to Korban Pesach? We see that when it comes to nega, you need a special ribu for that. Apparently, it's not considered, it's not classified as fire. Omar lei, so he responded, gacheles shel eish shel eitz lo yisra kol ribui. The truth is that if it's a wood coal, of course there's no need to have a pasuk. A piece of wood is flammable, it gets incinerated, and the fire embedded in it is really considered fire. It's just simply holding that fire. Of course, without a pasuk, we would know that constitutes fire. And that's what Rebbe was speaking about. Roasting your Korban Pesach using wooden coals. Ki itzra kra. For what do we need a pasuk? That pasuk by the nega? L'gachela shel mateches. If he chooses to use metal coals, which are not really flammable, they don't get incinerated and consumed by fire. So if you have this red hot metal coal, it's different than a wooden coal. It's true, it's very hot, but perhaps that wouldn't be considered true fire. So therefore, by Korban Pesach, it's not considered fire. It's only by the Nega we have a special pasuk to be marbe, even this type of gecheles, because at the end of the day, it's fire heat that's embedded there, therefore it's considered mechva. Says the Rebbechom Shema Techas Lav Eishu. Do you mean to say that metal coals are not considered ish? V'ogavi bas koyin. In the case of punishing a bas koyin who was mezana, she gets sreif. Dichsiv ba'ish tisarif. The pasuk says, ba'ish she gets burned. V'amar of masna. How would they go about this? Psilo shel aver. They would heat up a piece of lead and pour it into her mouth. So that's how they would accomplish the strafe here. So what do we see? And even hot boiling metal is considered fire. Shani Hassam, there is different. Amakra ba'ish tisarif. The Torah could have simply said ba'ish tamus. Why ba'ish tisarif? L'rabe is called Sreifos Habois Mneish. It's coming to include all types of burnings which originate in fire. Meaning, once, as long as they're using fire heat in any form, it's considered Sreifa in this context of a Bas Kohen because we have that Ribui. But for instance, when it comes to Korban Pesach, we won't necessarily say that a metal coal is considered Eish. Continues the Gemara. V'koshkein eitz atzma, eish atzma. So b'eish tisarif tells you can use all forms of fire and heat, which come from eish. So certainly fire itself is suitable. If that's the case, so why go through this entire process? Take lead, cook it up, pour it. V'nakiv l'chavi l'izmeiris. Let's just surround it with bundles of branches. V'naklan, let's burn it in that way. Says the Gemara, asya strefa, strefa b'nei aron. The reason why we don't do that is because we learn Exeir Shava, Strefa, Strefa from the Bnei Aaron, Nadav Aviyu. Ma'alahal, just as over there, we know that it wasn't a an external fire that burnt them. Rather, the Gemara in Sanhedrin describes two chutim, two threads, so to speak, of fire that entered their nostrils. It was an internal burning process. So you apply that here as well. Mala halan strefas and shama v'guf kaim, just as over there. It was an internal, it was a strefas and shama, an internal strefa, but the guf was still intact. Afkan here as well. When it comes to the einish of strefas and shama v'guf kaim, you meant to do an internal strefa, but leave the guf intact. V'nabalochameyor. Why do you insist on using metal? Why can't you just take boiling water? Mishum de Rav Nachman, on account of Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Nachman, Omakro. The Torah says, in all cases, even when treating somebody who needs to be punished through Bezn, after Rech Kamaicha, Berer Loi Misa Yafa, choose a preferable Misa, one which is quick and less painful and respectful. And therefore, we don't use boiling water, some explain, because it has that bubbling effect inside, it's disrespectful. Therefore, we choose molten metal. Okay, once we have Rav Nachman, they're meant to choose the Misa Yafa, the most preferred, the quickest and least painful death, Gzeira Shava Lamli. So then we could just figure out on our own that we're not meant to make this bonfire on the person, which is very painful. Rather, we have to do it quickly and efficiently using an internal method. So why do we need the Gzeira Shava from Bnei Aaron to teach us that it's meant to be an internal strafe? We already know that from Rav Nachman. Amri, they answered like this. Ilav Zeir Shava, because if not for that Zeir Shava, we wouldn't know. Hava Amina, we would say, Strefas Neshama V'guf Kayam. That type of internal strefa, allows strefa. That doesn't constitute strefa. That's not really an option. V'yimishum de Rav Nachman. And how are we going to fulfill Rav Nachman's mandate? V'avderech Kamoicha. You can't do an internal job. Rather, do it externally, but quickly. Nepush lo chavilis meiros truva. Add many bundles of firewood there. Keichad Thomas Bagolos, that she dies quickly. So perhaps that's how you're going to fulfill Rav Nachman's mandate. V'avder kamoicha. Do it quickly and efficiently. But certainly you have to do an external strafe. You can't do an internal strafe. Strafe is neshama guf kaim kamash mon. That's why we have that zero shava, where we bring over the concept for bnei ar. That even an internal strafa is considered a strafa. And that's how. That's what the Torah wants when it comes to the Einish Bezdin. Now, once we know the Torah wants an internal strafa, what type, what variety, we choose the most respectful and most efficient and expedited manner. Ve'levei shlomali, says the Gemara, once you've included all types of strafas, all types of heat, the Torah says, Ba'esh tisarif. Why Ba'esh? Just say tisarif. V'la Ba'esh lomali, la'fuki eva meikari. Because the Torah insists on having heat of a fire. The origin has to be fire. Sure, now it could be molten metal, but it has to be heat coming from fire. La'fuki eva meikari, as opposed to lead, which is naturally hot. At the time of mining, it's very naturally hot, but not, that's not heat coming from a fire. And that cannot be used. So the conclusion is, when it comes to a Bas Kayin, all forms of strefa, internal strefa, are acceptable, provided it's after a kamaicha, it's quick, it's efficient, respectful and less painful. All types of heat are mutter, provided they're heat sourced in a fire. Do you mean to say whenever we have these two terms, Be'esh Tisarif, L'Rav is called Shreifas, Habois Machmas Esh, is going to include all varieties of Shreifa whose origin is in fire? L'Rav is called Shreifas, Habois Machmas Eshu? We have an example which indicates otherwise. V'algavi Por Manistrof. You have the Karbonites which are meant to be burnt. The Par Koy Mashiach, Par Elam Davishal Tzibur. They're meant to be burnt outside Yerushalayim. Dechsibuhu. What does the pasuk say? V'saraf oisei al etzim ba'esh. So we have v'saraf and ba'esh. And still we find limitations. V'tanya. Ba'esh v'loi b'sidrei seyach. You must use fire while burning these carbonates. You cannot use boiling lime. V'loi b'gav sidrei seyach. This type of hot plaster. Amar leisei responded, yeah. Hachi yashta, how could you compare? Hasam ksiv ba'esh. V'hadar tisaraf. by the Bas Koyen discussed earlier, the Pasuk says, Be'esh, and follows with Tisarif, which indicates that I don't want it limited to Be'esh. L'rabi's kol Sreifas habois machmas Eish, coming to include all types of Sreifas which originate in fire. However, by Purim and Esrafim, the Pasuk employs a different term. Hachak v'sarav oisal eitzim ba'esh. V'sarav comes first, and eish is last. Eish l'basoif eish. At the end, you have the word eish. L'memra, which is coming to tell us, the eish in. Yeah, you can use fire. Midach v'neloi, but not other types of, other forms of heat. So the last word comes to explain the previous word. V'sarav, and the pasuk includes ba'esh. What type of strafa? Ba'esh. It's very specific and limited. And therefore, we limit it to actual fire, as opposed to the halacha of the strafa baskayin, where the pasuk reverses it. Ba'esh, tisarif. Tisarif is a ribuy. All types of strafa. Says in Hasam Nami, by the Purim as well, it says, Hasam Nami ksivik strafa basayif. The pasuk concludes with the word strafa. Because the pasuk says v'sarav oisal eitzim ba'ish al shefach hadashen yisarev. Right, the chesiv al shefach hadashen yisarev. The fact that the pasuk includes al shefach hadashen yisarev, the word yisarev, indicates that we're coming to be marbe all forms of sreifa. So why are you limiting it to ish in specific? Amri said, they answered, hahu yisarev. That reference to yisarev we need for another halacha. Meboilek sanya. Need it for the following price. Yisarev is coming to teach us Afal Bish Ensham Deshen Yisar. Afal Bish Ensham Deshen. Although the pasuk sounds like it wants us to burn the Parim Al Shefech HaDoshen, where the Deshen was poured, the ashes of the Mizbeach were poured out. So perhaps if there are no ashes present, you can't do this Reifa. No. Yisarev Afal Bish Ensham Deshen, even though presently there's no Deshen there, you can still go ahead and burn the Parim. As long as you have the mokayim of deshen. What else do we learn? Yisarev afal bisha hitzis ha'ur beruba. Even though most of the pyre already caught fire, that's not enough. You have to tend to it until the entire pyre gets burnt. So if that's the case, yisarev is no longer available to teach us that all forms of heat and fire can be employed when burning the pyre minestrof. So at this point in the Gemara, we learned that a gacheles shel eitz, wooden coals, are considered eish when it comes to Karim Pesach, when it comes to other halachis. It's only the gacheles shel mateches, which isn't really an eish, or other forms of heat derivatives, things which were boiled by fire, but nevertheless not fire itself. Then we have a discussion. When it comes to Karban Pesach, that's not called Sliyesh. And when it comes to Parim and Asrafim as well, we can't use that. But by Nega, by Baskoy, we have special Psukim, which include even those forms of heat. Ravina Omar, let's go back to the original Kash. Rebbe told us a Chiddush. Roasting a Karban Pesach on Gecholim constitutes Sliyesh. Tomorrow Kasha. We have a braisa which tells us that by nega, the nega of michva, coming as a result of a burn, the pasuk says michvas ish. Ainli ella, perhaps this only works if it's a michvas ish directly from fire. But suppose he was burnt through a gacheles, through hot ashes, etc. Perhaps that's not called michvas ish. The Gemara has a riboy, michva. That repetition, which will include even those cases of fire derivatives. The kasha was, well, Rebbe just told us that gacheles is just by default considered eish. We don't need a pasuk for that. Why then does the Bryce insist on bringing a pasuk to include a coal? Which perhaps indicates that a coal isn't so simple. It isn't necessarily considered Eish. Ravina is going to come to answer and address that question. Ravina Amar, we have to relearn that Bryce. Let's wrap it. bundle together and then learn the Braisa. Meaning like this. The Braisa begins. Michmas Eish. The Pasuk indicates it has to be a burn of fire. Ein li ela shenichva be'esh u'begacheles. So you meant to bundle together fire and coals. Perhaps Michmas Eish is only referring to a person who was burnt via fire or a coal. Because a coal is certainly classified as fire. So you put the comma there. This certainly is compatible with Rebbe, who equates a coal with fire. So Ravina already answered the kasha. And the Braisa continues. What about other types of toldos eish? Nechve beremetz. Suppose he was burnt through hot ashes. Besed reiseach. Book of reiseach. Buchaldov arba machmasor. Anything which has this fire heat embedded in it. Lasui chameur, boiling water, minayin. How do you know that also is considered michvas eish? Tamalem michva riba. For that we need a pasuk. But when it comes to fire or a coal, which is also considered another variation of fire, you don't need a pasuk for that. That we take for granted. It's considered fire, and therefore Rebbe works. Rebbe, who said that roasting Korban Pesach on a coal is perfectly fine because that's called tzliyesh, is perfectly compatible with this price. So in conclusion, we have four different categories of fire. We have pure fire H, which certainly works when it comes to either Pesach, which requires Tliyesh, or the Purim HaNesrafim, where the Torah says Vesorav and Ba'esh. Certainly when it comes to the Michvas H, that Nega, which needs to be as a result of a burn, the Nega on the skin which was burnt by H. And likewise, regarding the Sreifa of a Bas Kohen, the same thing applies to Gecholim, wooden coals which are Leichashayt, are active and flickering. It applies to all four cases. What about something which contains the Choyma Eish, contains heat coming from a fire, which is embedded in it? It's not the fire itself, it's not a coal, hot ashes, etc. When it comes to Korban Pesach, which needs Tzliyesh, that's not suitable. Likewise, by Parma Nesrafim, you can't use that type of fire, that type of heat. However, when it comes to a mikvah, we have a special pasuk which allows that as well. And the same thing regarding a Bas Kohen. All agree, just plain heat, natural heat, not fire related, is certainly unsuitable in all four circumstances. Continues the Gemara. Rava Rami, Rava Es Estira, Ekasha, Mi Amar Rebbe Yechol Mikreish. Is that so that Rebbe maintains that coals, wooden, active, flickering coals, are considered Eish? V'ramini v'vakasha from a Braisa Gachale. The Pasuk here is describing the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. V'lokach, Miloi HaMachta. He would take a Machta full of Gachale Eish, burning coals of Me'ala Mizbeach from the outer Mizbeach, and then bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where he would use it for the Keteris on Yom Kippur. The Pasuk says, Gachale Eish. Says the Braisa, let's analyze the Pasuk. Gachale. Had the Pasuk only used the term Gachale, I would say, Yochal Oymumais. Perhaps you can use even dormant coals. Coals which aren't flickering. Smoldering coals. Tamaloyma Eish. That's why the Pasuk adds the word Eish. Gachale Eish to indicate you need to have flickering, active coals, fiery coals. Now, Eish, had the Pasuk only used the word Eish without Gachale, Yochal Shalevis, perhaps that would mean a fire, a flame, and not coals. Tamalem Gachale, that's why the Pasuk adds the words Gachale. Gachale Eish, Hoketzen. So what does this mean? Maybe Min HaLeichashis, he's meant to take burning, active coals. Gachale Eish, fiery coals. So these are the words of the Braisa. Before we present the Kasha on Rebbe, let's first just analyze the try to understand the words of this Braisa. How good for Kasha? Take a closer look at the words. The Braisa itself is inherently difficult. It's hard to understand the words. Amras Gachale Yochal Oymumais. You begin by saying, had the Pasuk only used the word Gachale, perhaps that would indicate that you meant to take coals which are smoldering coals, inactive coals, dormant coals. But not active, flickering coals. Alma, loichashayis eishninu. That indicates that active coals, flickering coals, are considered Eish. They're not called Gachalei, they're called Eish. So if the Pasuk would only have said Gachalei, it would indicate an active, dormant coals, because Gacholim Leichashers, they're called Eish. Amo Leichashers, Eish Ninu. So active coals are described with the word Eish. That's the first part of the Brice. Fine. Eimo Sefa, let's proceed. The Brice continued, E Eish. Had the Pasuk only have said the word Eish, Yechol Shalevitz, perhaps that would indicate he to have a flame, a fire, and not flickering coals. Apparently, this point of the Brice here holds that flickering coals, Gacholim Leichashers, don't constitute Eish. Only Shalevitz, a true flame, a fire, is called Eish. So again, E-Eish, Yochel Shalevitz, had the Pasuk only said Eish, perhaps that would indicate you have to bring a flame, Tamalami Gachle. That's why the Pasuk adds the word Gachle, to indicate you don't have to have a flame. Alma, apparently, this part of the Brisa holds, Afilu Leichashers, Lav Eish Ninu. And even flickering, active coals are not called Eish. If the Pasuk only would have said Eish, I would say it's a Shalhevitz, not Gacholim Leichashers. A minute ago you just said that if the Pasuk would have said Gachalei, I would say you need to have dormant, inactive coals, because apparently active coals, fiery coals, are called Eish. So Gachalei would indicate Gacholim Oymemois, not Gacholim Leichashers, which are considered Eish. And then you say, well, if the Pasuk would only have said Eish, that would indicate a Shalhevitz, which implies that Gacholim Leichashers are not called Eish. So which way is it? Are active flickering coals considered Eish or not? This is a steer within the Brice. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes came and he explained the Brice. Hachik Tani, this is what the Brice means to say. Had the Pasuk only have said Gachalei, Yochel Bein Oymemois, Bein Leichashers. That would indicate either or. You have a choice. Any type of coals, whether dormant or active. Talmud Lema Eish. That's why the Pasuk adds the word Eish, to indicate that you need to have active, fiery coals. But certainly, yeah, even fiery coals constitute Eish, which is compatible with Rebbe who said you can roast your carbon Pesach on active coals. That's all the Brisa meant to say. The word Gachalei would indicate a choice. You have an option. Whether you'd like, you can bring the Oymemois or the Leichashers. Either way, you've brought Gacholim. Talmud Lema Eish. That's why the Pasuk adds the word Eish, to say no. You need to have fire coals specifically. The Gacholim Leichashers. Now, Eish. So why doesn't the Pasuk simply say Eish? Because if that would be the case, Eish, if only Eish would be said, Yochel Shalhevis. That would indicate you have to bring a flame, the fire itself. Talmud Lema Gachalei. That's why the Pasuk says Gachalei Eish, to indicate you don't bring a Shalhevis, you bring coals. Hakeit said, how does this work? Maybe Min Aloichashos. Gachalei Eish indicates that you need to have Gacholim Loichashos. So yeah, it's Gacholim, but active Gacholim, which are considered Gachalei Eish. In any case, what do we see? Mikol Makayim, Gacholim Leikri Eish. So we see from this Braisa that the word Eish itself does not indicate coals, because, as Rav Sheshes explained, the Braisa was saying it's only because we have the word Gachalei together with Eish, which indicates fiery coals. You no longer have a choice what type of Gacholim to use, dormant or active. You need to have Gachalei Eish. But the Brisa clearly says, had the Pasuk only have said the word Eish, that would indicate a Shalhevis. And that's why we need Gachalei Eish, which is a reference to fiery coals. Apparently, the word of Eish, the word Eish itself, doesn't indicate, it's not a reference to Gacholim, as fiery as they may be. They're not considered Eish. Mekol Mokem, Gacholim Leikri Eish, Kashi L'Rabbi. There's a Kashi to Rabbi who told us that you can roast your Korban Pesach on burning coals. That's called Eish. Omar Abaye Tritzach. Says Abaye, let's learn and interpret the Brisa as follows. The Brisa begins, Gachale, had the pasuk only have said the word Gachale, Yochol Oyvim Moisef, Veloy Leichashmis. That would indicate dormant coals, not active coals. Talmud Lema Eish. That's why the pasuk adds Eish, Gachale Eish, to indicate that you need to have something fiery here. Fiery coals. Because Eish is a reference to fiery coals, like Rebbe. The Baisa continues, Eish. Had the pasuk only mentioned the word Eish, Yochol Ratza shall have a siyavi, Ratza gechelasa. If the pasuk would have only said Eish, perhaps the Torah is providing a choice, giving you two options. If you want, you can bring a shalheves, which is true fire, or if you want, you can bring a fiery coal. Because both are included in the word Eish. Tamar loyma gachale. That's why the pasuk insists on gachale. Haketa, what does the pasuk mean to say? Maybe even a loychashais. He meant to bring gachale Eish. Fiery coals, not a shalheves. So according to Abaye, we answer the kasha. Because, yeah, the word gachale would indicate, the word Eish would indicate that even fiery coals are okay. And this is in line with Rebbe, that fiery coals are considered Eish. So again, according to Abaye, the Braisa means like this. The pasuk would only have said the word gachale, I would say any type of coal, whether dormant or active. The pasuk continues, Eish, to indicate you have to have active coals. Because indeed, the word Eish is a reference to active coals as well, as Rebbe said. If the pasuk would have only said Eish, I would say, you have a choice. You can bring either active coals or even just a flame. That's why the pasuk joins Gachali with Eish to indicate you have only one option, fiery coals. But in any case, we answer the kashan Rebbe, because certainly the word Eish on its own would also indicate, would also be a reference to fiery coals. Omar Rabba, some have a girsa Rabba, he takes issue with this option. Just one point he takes issue with. He say if it would say Eish, then the Torah is providing an option. You can bring either burning coals or just a plain flame. How's that possible? Ratzah, if he wishes, Gachelas Yavi, he can bring a coal. Ratzah, if he wishes, Shalheves Yavi, could just come in with a flame. Shalheves, but loy Gachelas, Heichem Ishkachsla. How do you have a flame without a coal? Just a flame in the air? Kigoin, apparently, it's going to be brought in the following manner. Kigoin, the Shafye Lemana Mishcha, he smeared Lemana, the utensil Mishcha, with oil. Ve'itl Beinurani, hung a fire, flame. He caught a flame onto that oil, and that's how he's going to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hahu, lamali kro lemuti. Why do we even need a pasuk to exclude that? That's inappropriate. Hashta lefnei melech, basar v'dam in oisin kein. Look, that's something that you wouldn't even do in front of a king of flesh and blood. Lefnei melech, bas malchem lochem agadosh baruch hu lekol shekein. Of course, in front of Hashem, it's inappropriate to bring in this smoking flame. Apparently, the pasuk was never really offering you that option. Elama Rava, Tritzachi, interpret the Bais like this. We begin, Gechali. The pasuk would just say, Loka Koin Gachali, just referring to coals, Yochal Oimemois, Beloich Lechashis. Perhaps that would indicate, bring in dormant, inactive coals, not active coals. Tamad Loimar Eish. That's why the pasuk adds, Gachali Eish, to indicate fiery coals. Eish. Conversely, had the pasuk only used the word Eish, perhaps that would lead us to think as follows. Not coming either with fire or active coals like Abaye learned. Rather like this. Eish yochel yovi mechza gecheles u mechza shalemes. It means like this. He would take a block of wood from the Mizbech HaChitzin, which was half coal and half flame. So it was partially already a coal, and the other part had a active flame burning on it. That's when he removed it from the Mizbeach. But that would soon change at the Eil Gavoy, because by the time he gets inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Havikul Gachela, certainly the entire thing would become coal, in which case it would be something respectful. But the Hava Amina would be that perhaps at the point of removal from the Mizbeach HaChitzain, he's meant to take Eish. So if the Pasuk would only say Eish, it would indicate bring all types of, all elements of Eish, an actual flame, and an active coal, because both can be referred to with the term Eish. That would be the Hava Amina, Talmud Leimah. That's why the pasuk says, V'lokach m'lo ha'machta gachal Eish mi'al mezbeach, to indicate, Mish'as l'kichon havi gicholom. from the point of removal. It's meant to be gachalei esh. It's meant to have strictly flickering coals. Forget about the flame. Mishas lekicha, it's meant to be gachalei esh. An active fiery coal. But no flame included. So Rava tweaked it a bit. The Havamina would have been to bring something which is partially cold, partially flame, from the Zvech HaChitzen. And by the time you get inside, it's completely cold. The Chiddush is no. You're meant to remove a fiery coal, Gachali Eish, active fiery coals from the Zvech HaChitzen. But in any case, according to both Abaye and Rava, this price is fully compatible with Rebbe, who holds that Tzli Eish by Korban Pesach certainly includes Gecholim, Gachali Eish, these active coals. So we learned about Gecholim Loichashois, these active flickering coals, and also Gecholim Oimemois, the dormant, quiet, inactive coals. Now how do we spell Oimemois with an Ayin or Aleph? Iboilu. Oimemois with an Aleph, Oimemois with an Ayin. Amar B'Yitzchak. We have a pasuk describing Chiram, the king of Tzur, who was Noe, Rashi says, he had a nice appearance, and the pasuk says, Arozim loy amamu. The cedars didn't dampen his appearance, began alakim in the garden of Hashem. So you see, a dampening and being dormant is referred to with the word amamu with an ayin. So gecholim oimemois, inactive, dampened coals, are described as gecholim oimemois with an ayin. Continues the Mishnah. Now that we know the Korban Pesach needs to be tzli'esh, what happens if noga becheres shel tanur? The Korban Pesach came into contact with the cheres wall of the hot oven. That surface, which touched the oven, now was roasted as a result of the heat embedded in the oven, which is not tzli'esh. Certainly it's a heat derivative, it's toldos esh. It's coming from fire, it's sourced in esh, but it's not actually directly getting roasted through fire. So that surface is puzzle. Yiklef es mekoyim, he has to remove, he has to peel off that outer layer. Next case is, notaf miroi tvay lacheres. Suppose some of the gravy, some of the fat of the carbon dripped onto the wall of the oven, this hot wall, which now cooked up that fat, v'chazer elav, and that bounced, the fat bounced back onto the carbon, and got absorbed in the carbon. Now that fat is pasul, because it's, again, it's not liesh. He told us mekayma, he has to remove that place. Peeling is not enough. He told me he has to remove a more significant, a thicker piece of flesh. And Farshim say, it's a roich of etzba, fingers, width of a finger. Notal mi roit boyala soilus. Suppose some of that gravy dripped down on soilus, this type of grain, this type of flour which was cooking in the oven. Some of the gravy of the Korban Pesach dripped into the soilus. Now in turn, the soilus cooked up that gravy. So again we have gravy which is non etzliesh, yikmoites mekoimai. Here he has to remove a whole scoop, a whole handful of that soilus, because the gravy spreads easily in that cereal, and that gravy is pasul. So three examples. Either peel off the surface, yitos mekoyim, take a bit more, or yikmoitz, he has to scoop out a large amount. Continues the Mishnah. Sochay b'shemen truma. Suppose he chose to smear his Korban Pesach using truma oil. Im chaburas kohanim yochelu. So if he has a group full of kohanim, there's no problem, they can eat it. Now the chiddush, by the way, is that you could even smear the Korban Pesach with oil prior to roasting. Just that bit of moisture does not interfere with the roasting process. It's not called mevushal. So a slight smear is okay, and if it's truma, well, if you have kohanim, go ahead. Im shel Yisrael. However, if you have a group of Yisraelim who cannot eat truma, then we have a problem. Im chayhu, if the Korban is still raw, yedechenu, simply rinse it off, remove the shemesh al truma. Im tzolihu, if it's roasted, yiklef es achitza. Now, he has to go ahead and peel off the outer layer, which contains the truma oil. Now, Tosis points out, a chiddush, that even if it's after roasting, not only if it was there during the roasting process, did it absorb the shemesh al truma and has to be peeled off, but even if it was ready after the roasting process and already cooled off, says Tosfos, you have to go ahead and peel off the outer layer. Rinsing is not enough because the roasting process softens the meat, which allows it to absorb. Concludes the Mishnah, Sochei b'shemesh ma'aseh sheni. What if he smears his korban Pesach using ma'aseh sheni oil? Lo yasenu damim al bnei chabura. He can't charge the bnei chabura for that ma'aseh sheni oil. Why? Shein poid the ma'aseh sheni b'shalayim. Not meant to redeem ma'aseh sheni b'shalayim. And this is a form of redemption, taking money for the ma'aseh sheni. Not meant to do that in b'shalayim. Let's take a look at Rashi here. So Rashi is the third wide line. Masnisin noga becherse shaltanu. Says Rashi, noga pesach becherse shaltanu. Touch the surface of the tanur. Yiklef, he has to peel off mina pesach. Mokem shenoga betanur, the point of contact. Why? Can the farsh to Gemara, as the Gemara explains, shenizbashal sham mechoyma tanur, because that point of contact got heated from the heat embedded in the wall of the tanur. V'loitz liyeshu. Could the Gemara as the Gemara earlier explained, that once you raked the fire, the coals out of the oven, that remaining heat, even though it's sourced in fire, but it's only heat, it's a telod of esh, that's not called tzliesh. Mishum shenema tzliesh, tzliesh ne pa'amim. We have that ribuy to tell us, lemute tanner shegrafa, a tanner which was raked, v'cheres atfanois gorafa imadu, says Rashi. Just as a raked oven is unsuitable, well, the walls of the oven, even though you have fire on the floor, but the walls of the oven are embedded with fire, with heat. And that's non-ash heat. That heat's already embedded, inserted in the wall of the oven. That's not called sliash. The next case was notaf. Notaf betanur miroitev al acheres. So some of the roitev, the gravy, the fat of the animal dripped on the cheres, the chazar elav, and then bounced back. Shechazar shuman shenischam na cheres, v'nivel v'pesach. The shuman, which was heated through the cheres, went back and was absorbed in the pesach. Yitals mekaymei. Here you have to take more. The lo yisagi le beklifa. Just peeling is not enough. Elav benatil yafi yafi ba'ovi. You have to take a more significant, a deeper cut of meat. The shuman nivla b'sechei hayri, because fat gets absorbed deeply into the carbon. Ba'isa shuman v'vushal man acheres. That fat is unsuitable. It was cooked via the cheres. Third case is notaf miroit v'ala soilus. Some of the roitav dripped down into the soilus. V'farash gemara b'soilus v'sachas, speaking about boiling soilus. And here again, the matvi roitav mechoy ma'soilus. The roitav of the Pesach, which is meant to be tzliyesh, was cooked through the heat in the soilus. Vavit slimach was over acher. It's getting cooked and roasted through something else. Vosel mechlen can be eaten. La roitev. Shibasech ha-soilus. Why? Mishum ha-toichlen menu kim sliyesh. You're only meant to eat the carbon pesach sliyesh. Hilkochik, moitias mekoyim, he has to scoop out that spot. V'yisr v'yisr koyim, it's unburnt. Kishar koshim sulum, just like koshim sulum are burnt. If he smeared Yishem and Shatruma on his carbon pesach, imchai yidchen. If it's still raw, just rinse it off. The leibalab, because it hadn't absorbed. But if it's tzli, by klifa, then you have to peel off mishum the balab, because it absorbed. What about ma'aseh sheni? You can't charge for it. E moicha ma'aseh sheni v'shalayim. Afilo oich l'sham b'kedusha. Even if you'll eat it properly in Yishalayim, you can't charge for it. The chigir be mimcha haderech. Torah insists that pidyon can only take place when you're far away from Yerushalayim. But once you're in Yerushalayim, you can't go ahead and do this deal, charge for your ma'aseh sheni food. Let's make a quick chazar of today's daf. We discussed roasting Karim Pesach using coals, which according to Rebbe is perfectly fine. We have four categories of heat. Proper, true, pure esh is suitable in all circumstances. For a Pesach, for the Paraman Esrafim, for the Mikvah type of Nega, for the Sreifas Baskoin. Likewise, Gecholim, Shel Eitz, Ushal Loichashos, active, flickering coals, they are also considered in the same category as esh. What about something which has heat of fire embedded in it? It's not esh, it's not Gecholim, it's something which was boiled through fire. That's unsuitable for Pesach, or for the permanent strafa. But that will work when it comes to the nega, the mikvah, or the shefes bas koyin, since we have psukim to be marva. When we have just plain heat, which is not derived from fire, that will be considered esh in all circumstances. We conclude with the Mishnah, where the carbon pesach came into contact with the wall of the oven, you have to peel off that top layer. If you have some gravy which was heated through the wall of the oven, which was embedded back in the carbon, you have to remove a thicker layer. If you have some gravy which was cooked inside that cereal, you have to scoop out a larger amount and go burn it. We had a Karm Pesach where he smeared it with Shemesh HaTrumah. That's perfect for Kehanim. Shemesh HaMaseh Sheni, that's also fine, provided he doesn't charge for it. Take care and Atzlacha Rabbah.